us. Peter says, "We have a sure prophetic word, to which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." The sainted Dr. Kenneth Corby was very dear to many on our faculty as a brother and a mentor, especially concerning catechesis, confession, absolution. And one always knew when visiting Professor Corby was on campus, for he was a presence. He'd come into Cramer Chapel any time of the day or night, and he would sing matins, vespers, his favorite hymn, standing right in the center aisle in full voice. I beheld it many, many times. We sang his favorite hymn today. He once tried to slip me a 20 to play a prelude on that hymn. So many years later, when the Contarai visited Dr. Corby in Port Angeles, Washington, in a nursing home where he lived after suffering two severe strokes that left him speechless. Kenneth Corby, speechless. The Contarai sang matins, and they sang his favorite hymn, "Come, Thou Bright and Morning Star." His wife and his daughter and the nurses and the staff were all gathered around, and I don't think that any one of us will ever forget that day. So why did Kenneth Corby think this hymn was so right at all times, at least for him? I think today's text explains that. "Drive away by thy clear light our dark night." Peter says, pay attention. We have a sure prophetic word. Treat it as a lamp shining in a dark place. I think that Luther's illustration for this text is right on. He said it's like being caught in the middle of the night in a strange and dark house. You do not know where to turn because pitch black surrounds you. You sit there longing and waiting for the daylight. You wish you had some light now, because the darkness that surrounds you is terrifying. If you only had a lamp to get you through to daylight, well, you do have a lamp. That lamp is the gospel in the midst of our night and darkness. And in that night, we all know that Satan is raging. We all know that the world is shouting its ideas and its thoughts at us. And we all know that our own human nature makes darkness a highly personal thing. And it's going to be like that as long as we live on this earth. But with the lamp, the sure, bright light of the gospel, we can see, we can walk, we can live confidently until the dawn comes and the day breaks. And as preachers, it is our joyful work to freely give out, with authority, this glorious light in all the gifts of the gospel again and again and again. It's our life. We live in this light as the baptized, and we're fed by it in an ongoing feast with an abundance for the journey. And we stay steadfast in it, and we cling to it until that last day. In 2 days, the Epiphany season of light comes to an end for another year. And while we may want to stay on the mount, where it is very easy to look at our Lord in his glory, he did not stay, and we cannot stay. The time has come for the bride to immerse herself in the very heart of the gospel, and that is the theology of the cross. It is the hard theology in which our Lord, through his humiliation, his obedience, his suffering, and his death, won life and salvation for us on a cross. His Father set out this road for him, and he did it for you. So, O morning star, how fair and bright, gives way to a lamb goes uncomplaining forth. Come, thou bright and morning star, is replaced by cross of Jesus, cross of sorrow. Yes, the church year moves on, but the constant is always and will always be until that last day. The sure prophetic word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light in our darkness. Or as today's hymn says, drive away by thy clear light our dark night, and lead us to the heavenly spheres. Son of grace, in glory shrouded, lead us through this vale of tears, to the land where days unclouded, purest joy and perfect peace never cease, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.